Blog Talk Radio.
Now. But how can I want you for myself when I walk with this hunger? First time that I saw you, boy, there was the warmest sunny day. All I know is I wanted you. I really hope you look my way. Then you smiled at me so warm and sweet.
Thank you.
If you just hold on. If you just hold on, drag your eyes, you don't just don't have to.
Shadows as a child. so close and be denied.
It's a gold and honey trap I got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see, Bebe left her children. It's, you know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave him $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy, three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, 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 you gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But you, it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. My people say we tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality. that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like Bebe Kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the Bebe Kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the Baby's Kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the Bebe Kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you got to care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds, and I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds, so there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big. So, I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc beings are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump,
Biden and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us and we have to be the baby kids and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit and just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're going to have, we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? When you start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. Got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power. To the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings, chaos to you all.
People are the children of Satan, the devil, of half of them might be, but that ain't none of my business here. When your glands are not awake, they enslave you to this planet. First thing you need to know about planet Earth and your nature, everything down here is an addiction. There is nothing on this planet that is not an addiction, including water and including air. If you want to know where all the addictions come from, you're trapped between the third dimension and the law of duality. That's human nature. That's third dimension nature. Everything on this planet leads to habit forming. If you want to know why you can't break all, and why the spiritual masters don't tell you that, because they know you're not going to be able to break all of the habits, that you're not going to escape all of the addictions. You can't do it from this human level. And why the great ones stayed in the mountains, so that they wouldn't become addicted to 89% of this garbage. So they got addicted to meditation. Everything down here is an addiction. It is impossible to be on planet Earth without some strong habit and some addictions. Some are better than others is the key. You know, it'd be better to meditate 24 hours a day instead of smoking ganja 24/7. Though some brothers will not agree with me. Okay, we're still building towards this concept of the female goddess. Okay, now we can jump into the five-pointed star. Now, the way you all, it's faith in you all, that's, of course, the symbol of Satan the devil, right? That's what the theologians told everybody, you know, because the Eastern Star wears her star this way, if you've ever seen it, on the back of the car. You see how that is? See the goat's chin and the goat's horns and the goat's, right, okay? Well, that's wrong. The three things you need to know about stars. First of all, there is no five-pointed star in the heavens. There are 4 points, 8 points, 16 points. But there is a five-pointed star inside a Macintosh apple, if you slice it horizontally, a perfect five-pointed star. There's a five-pointed fish in the ocean. There's a five-pointed geometric construct on several types of green leaves. This, symbolically, is what those 5 points represent. Man. This is what they represent in terms of translation. See that? Well, what do you see there? Read them out. Right. That's English. That is not Aleph Lam Lam Hamza. That's A-L-L-A-H, English. Okay? Are you overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed yet? Because we ain't got to the book yet. Okay. But the code allows you to understand this level of hidden knowledge. There's the story form in this book. Okay? That tells you about these varied people, what they were doing, something about their lives. Then in comes the Savior and rescues them from their own foolishness.
I'm forgetting how to spell it in English. Let me do this again. I like to do this. What does that word mean? Anybody? What do you think it means is what I should say. All right, that's exactly right. Exactly what they told you. That's a Latin derivative of testament. Testimenti. That's the meaning of testament. That's old mind, old body. New mind, new body. Okay. That's why you have an Old Testament and a New Testament. Okay. So we're a little bit closer to the acceptability and the believability of this idea of a goddess. A little bit better prepared than we were a few minutes ago, aren't we? Okay. Let's get back here to Esther's name here. Star is the soul, the illumined soul, not just the soul, but the illumined, expanded soul. In the Sufi knowledge, the Sufis point up. When you ask them a question about greatness, they point up. That's all they do. Because up there are illumined souls. That's what you're looking at night. Nothing like us. Okay, we're nowhere near that. Okay. Another kind of being that you can't even add human to. But that's what the Sufis say they are, illumined souls. Hence the word Son of God. Our son is a Sar, you know. My intention is to overwhelm your common sense thinking. Queen Esther had all her relatives, the Jews, spiritual thoughts. That's a concept Fillmore stopped at. Join her in a fast. This means that she must deny all selfish desires out of our love before we use it in softening the imperious will. When this consciousness of love stands in the inner court of our being, we cannot help acceding to its demands. Unselfish love is fearless because of its forgetfulness of self. Will divides its dominion with love when approached in the right attitude, which is by touching the highest point of the understanding, the top of the golden scepter. That is not what that means. Understanding of divine law is the one necessary thing in all permanent unions. When we know the truth, we all are one, and there is no separation whatever. I agree with that. We're not acting like. Here's the quest. Be ye perfect, even as the Heavenly Father is perfect, is an axiom, a wise saying. If we are perfect, and according even to the physiologist, your body is already perfect. And if your nature, your divine nature is perfect, then what's the problem? Because we certainly are not behaving like perfect beings. Then there can only be one other problem. Your brain doesn't know it. Your brain can only do what your brain knows. Hence, the exceptional child and the average child. The exceptional child's brain functions on a higher level than the ordinary child's brain. But they both have brain. See, that's a part of the cultivating. Educare, educo, educate, draw out in order to get the excellency from your children. You don't need to trade him in for a better model. He has his potential, his greatness. Is helping him find it or helping her find it is the key there. Okay, I got to get this other because I'm wore out page one of that particular book there. Okay, let me find this page here before I get on this. I won't have to stop and turn to it. Oh, there's the star I was talking about. That's how you're born. Head and arms first. That's how you come into the world. That's why the stars turn in that direction. That's human birth. When it's turned this way, that's divine birth. Head towards the heavens. Okay, that's what that means. This does not mean Satan the devil. Okay. That's your head. That's how you come out of the womb into the world. Of course, for some, it has been coming into hell. That's how you get to heaven. In spiritual resurrection, that is. The head precedes the feet in being raised up. Okay. Now, let me interject this. I am not promoting the Masonic Order or the Eastern Stars. I'm promoting self-knowledge. Okay? I'm not asking you to join anything. Okay? Don't get this confused with some order and organization. I marked it. My intent was to mark it. This was done so that I wouldn't waste time looking for it. Okay, these are some of the players in the book of Esther. The first conspicuous thing after reading those four pages referred to as the book of Esther that you'll take note of is the name God, the word God, and the many names of the Hebrew concept of God are not in the book of Esther. None of them, including Jesus. So for the biblical reader, it becomes interesting, mundane, moral reading about the good and the bad, the overcoming and the victory, so that what is there is not seen by simply pragmatic looking. The key to getting into this book is Esther's name. Okay? By equating it, first of all, with the star, then with the concept East. From her name comes both East and star. Hence, it's at the head of the concept of Eastern Star. Okay? Okay. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. That in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. First thing you do is break down or find the definition of the name Ahasuerus. The only place that I know of it being is in this Metaphysical Dictionary by Charles Fillmore, who founded the Unity Metaphysical White School. And I put that in there for a particular reason, because he collaborates with the Western theologians to divide this book between black and white, Egypt and the Hebrew. That's not Egypt over there. Those are Arabs over there. That's Africa. Okay. That's where your ancestors ruled for over 100,000 years. This book is about two groups of people. Neither one of them are Arabs, and neither one of them are what they're calling Jews. The Hebrew, Haribu, was a black man and woman. The so-called Egyptian, or Kemite, is a black man and woman. I heard a brother was trying to tell him something about the black man of the Nile and we the black Jews by Yosef Ben Yochanan one afternoon. He was working in the parking lot over at Georgia State. And he had a book about the Holocaust. You know. This is he was a colored fellow. You know. I heard about that. I was reading about the Jewish Holocaust. I was just, this boy about to cry, you know. This is a Negro, you know, who had heard nothing, obviously, about almost 50 million Africans that the Europeans slaughtered, taking them out of Africa into Europe. Okay. He crying about some people that don't even look like him and don't even like him, if you want to know the truth. Shit, that ain't no secret. Yeah. We got so much misplaced. You see, if you want to know why our children don't give a damn about us, the reason is they look like us. And we don't give a damn about them because we look like them. That's what you call self-hatred. And that's not going to go away on television, in the movies. That's in our subconscious. And we have to dig it out, person by person by person. And it begins with self-knowledge, not with a wonderful sermon about Jesus. Black folks in the church have got as big an inferiority complex as those who don't go to church. Being black It's the best damn thing ever happened to you down here. And you already see it. It is going to get worse. You're going to see white folks burning up in the damn sun. You're going to be so glad you're black, you're going to kiss your own feet. And that's not to make fun of people. That's what I'm trying to do. My work is to get this thing turned out of your subconscious. See? When you look in the mirror, look in there and see what you see. Just look in it. For more than 30 seconds. Most folks don't even look, except pretty women. They look at themselves a long time. They stay in the mirror. Look at your nose. Look at your lips. Look at your skin. The longer you look at yourself, the better you're going to look to yourself. It's amazing. You know, it is amazing how beautiful we are. You know, and it happens in your own brain. It makes it wonderful. You see? And the more you think of the outside, then you've got to wonder, well, if I got all this outside, what could it be inside? And oh boy, and the Creator done hooked you all the way up. This is a wonderful body of knowledge. I mean, you know, when you know this, there's little or no reason to be unhappy with yourself. None whatsoever. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I remember I told some brothers in one lecture, well, what about the light-skinned people? Said, well, nature has made you into gold. See, that's what you reflect. You see? Oh, Father, I thank thee for my hidden skin. Because inside, after the Spirit pour on this rich black oil, he pours on a golden complexion. It looks like the light-skinned brother and the light-skinned sister. You see? But you got to go inside to really appreciate what's going on outside. That's the law of correspondence. As within, so without. As above, so below. As without, so within. But you can't do it ignorantly. You have to have self-knowledge. And the difference between information and knowledge is knowledge changes your consciousness. Information just keeps you aware and alert. But knowledge makes something move out of the way and some light comes on. You understand something about yourself that day that you didn't understand yesterday. That's when you gain knowledge, self-knowledge. Okay, I'm delaying my lecture here, but this is all tied in with getting to the appreciation of self. My reasons for doing this is not to illuminate the wonders and wonderment of the scriptures, but to illuminate the wonders and wonderment of yourself. We're going to look at the name Ahasuerus, the king. King means authority. Does anybody know what queen means? How about soul? Now keep in mind, I explained that the name, the word, and the names of God are not in the book of Esther. That's a very important key, that they're all omitted. Ahasuerus, lion, king. The metaphysical meaning, now, let me leave that alone because I get mad at Fillmore for exposing stuff and then turn around and hide it again. Very good at that, you know. Give you half of it, and then take the rest of it and stick it away, you know. The symbol of the lion is what? Anybody know? Majesty. Okay. Is the key there. And majesty includes power, not just authority. It's one thing to have authority. It's another thing to have power. If a king has authority and has no sons, he has no princes. If he has no princes, he has no principles. If he has no principles, he has no power. Okay? Principles and princes means power. Okay? Same concept with sons. So we're establishing this authority of Ahasuerus as the lion or lion king, one who is majestic and also one who has authority. Now here's the argument going on in this book. He is inviting her, his queen, who is Vashti, name here, Persian word. Let me read you the definition of Vashti. Vashti, Persian. Beauty, Bella, beautiful, fair, lovely. The Persian queen of Ahasuerus, she was disposed because of her refusal to obey the king's order that she should appear unveiled before the princes and the people that they might see her beauty. Okay, Vashti represents external beauty. Okay, and that's important in this symbolological story that's about to unfold here. Now, the other key is the king sends seven of his chamberlain first to insist or carry the order that Vashti, the queen, comes before his court. The chamberlain are eunuchs. I won't even get into the seven names because it simply tells you about the housing of. These are the caretakers. And the caretakers in the physical body are the seven bone structures in the body. They have no power. They have no authority. They speak from the authority of the king. She refuses to respond to his request through them. Then he judges her based upon the seven princes. Okay, now all of these names essentially make reference to some part of seven psychic abilities that the Eastern Star acquires when she gains her degrees. Okay, I won't go through every name like I had planned it. You can read this book, but without a metaphysical dictionary, it's not going to make very much sense. The prince of Persia and Media is mentioned three times in the book. It is never mentioned the prince of or the king of Persia or the prince or the king of Media, because it makes reference not to the territories but to a particular realm. The psychic realm of mind is what this reference is towards in this particular expose. Seven is the number of physical perfection. Seven is the number of spiritual power. Seven is the number of wisdom. Seven also is the number of the chakras that are paramount from the crown of your head to the end of your vertebrae, your sacral vertebrae. And the word sacral is also the word sacred, scared, and most importantly, secret. Whenever you hear the word sacred, it means secret. Why you cannot go into the Holy of Holies. Not because it's holier than thou, because therein are secrets that the commoner was not allowed to know. The next major player in this group is Mordecai, the uncle of Esther. So I think I'll read the meaning of the name Mordecai. Little man or mannequin of Merodach, dedicated to Mars, crushed by rebellion. So you turn to Merodach in terms of getting a further translation of Mordecai. M-E-R instead of M-O-R. Merodach, Mars, god of blood and slaughter, god of war. Mars, under the name of Merodach, was worshipped by the ancient Babylonians and Semites. Human sacrifices were offered to this god, hence Mars became the god of war or blood and slaughter. Merodach was also used as a title or surname of some of the kings of Babylon. So the concept Merodach represents that of a god, of a fighting god, a fighting force. In the metaphysical, it is not the concept fighting in the body, but the blood fights in the body. Okay, it's supposed to kill off all of the diseases that attacks or affects the body for ill health. But the blood will attack your own heart. That's what a heart attack is. It is not something in the body other than the blood that hits, affects, rips, tears, or shatters some part of the human heart. It's represented by Merodach, the uncle of Esther. And the further appreciation of Esther's name is found under this concept of Mordecai. So he is the uncle of victorious truth and spiritual power working within, I think is the major key to be found in Mordecai's presentation of name here. Okay? Now what transpires is that Vashti disobeys the king, and one of the seven princes who have authority brings a decree to the king about his queen Vashti, that she should be banned from the kingdom because of her disobedience, lest all women in that province will be disobedient and disrespectful to their men. So Vashti, the queen, is fired, okay, which leaves the door open for another appointed queen who happens to become Esther. Now, I don't know if you can still find this particular dictionary or not. The Dictionary of All Scriptures and Myths by G.R. Gaskell is the author's name. Okay. This is the definition he provides for Esther's name here in story form, so I'm going to give you a part of this. The goddess Ishtar appears as Esther in the book of Esther where Mordecai, it may be noted, is a derivative from Merodach, the God. Merodach was the divine man freed from the limitations of our mortal existence. When Nebuchadnezzar prays to Merodach, he calls him supreme in earth and heaven, omnipotent and creator of all things. The sacred symbols in the book of Esther are to be understood as follows. The king Ahasuerus signifies the supreme or unmanifested self. And Merodach is the higher or manifest self gradually evolving in the soul. The first queen, Vashti, is a symbol of the divine principle, the Christ mind as it would be in Christian theology, retiring into obscurity at the time of the feast, when the lower qualities, that is people, enter the mind or soul. The second queen, Esther, represents the divine principle becoming manifest in the human being and operating secretly on or in the lower nature. The Jews are the higher qualities. Now keep in mind, I've explained this, that does not mean people, first thing. Secondly, it certainly does not mean those in Israel. The word Jew means jewels, okay? The concept jewels are those of your illumined, healed first and illumined glands in your body. Those are a part of your jewels, okay? That's major key in terms of getting this stuff out of our head. And we still do this. The Judeo-Christian concept still has us thinking that there's something special about those people in Israel as versus the rest of the human race. And damn it, even got them thinking that. And of course, those who have any amount of self-knowledge know better. And thirdly, though it has nothing to do with the lecture, the real Israelites were black. The real Hebrews, so-called Hebrews, I think I'm trying to do too much, fill in too many slots here, along with what I wanted to do with this lecture. That's a Greek word. You don't have to believe me. Look in your dictionary. That's what that means. You'll find her web on the back of the $1 bill. And after you find it, then I should tell you it's the zodiac. Already explained, this is what Jew means. What are you doing? What are you waving? Oh, okay. Jew means jewel. You'll find in Malachi chapter 3. Okay. And in Revelations, those that say that they are Jews and are not of the synagogue of Satan the devil, has nothing to do with people. It has to do with spoil, ruin, distorted glands in the body that have you doing dumb stuff and groveling in the ground. These are the parts of the body that makes you a slave to the earth, the distorted glandular system in the human body. When they are healed, quickened, and illumined, they shine like jewels. In fact, they shine better than jewels. That's the essence of the first concept of 12. Why you have 12 disciples, why you have 12 sons of Jacob, why you have 12 apostles, 12 stars, 12 gates, and you go on and on and on with the 12 from Genesis to Revelations in the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible. 6 and 6 is 12. Okay, let me try to get back here. This is a little bit more difficult for me to do than I realized because there's so many missing parts. I'm supposed to be doing this for a class, a group of people that's supposed to be taking a 12-week course. And this is at the end of. But I intended to do this for black women for Mother's Day and still didn't get the opportunity, didn't get a chance to do it when I was over on the West End because I got so perturbed about this little bit of tokenism that's given to the black woman in the black church on Mother's Day, that Sunday anyway, give her a flower and applaud her and stuff. She didn't know a damn thing more about herself than she did before she came in there. I mean, it's stupid stuff, you know? When this book is filled up with spiritual nature and human nature, divine, and in direct reference to who you are, what you are, and where you are, and the black family is not getting it. And the majority of black Christians who go to church on Sunday are black women. If you don't believe me, close your eyes and go into any black church and then open them and start counting. They're on the bottom of everything and know less about themselves, even than the dumb brother in there, and he don't know much of nothing. And I'm talking even about the black Mason. He don't know that much himself. I thought he did. I'm through making contributions to what I'm assuming, including that whole bunch of ignorant knucklehead Moors calling themselves Moor Science Templars who don't know doodly squat. I'm through holding their asses up. I don't know what Noble Drew Ali knew. I really don't. I made some assumptions. Some assumptions that even C.M. Bay didn't make in his school of thought. Well, I stopped making them. As I mentioned earlier on this tape, I'm not teaching more science anymore. I'm teaching zodiac science. You know, and most of it, I'm come from this book here, because this is the only book we got. This one here. This is the only book black folks got. You go to any 98.9 black homes, houses, and apartments. The dictionary may not be in there, but this one will. Yeah. And we understand it least of all. And you're talking about the Arabs will die for Allah. Black folks will die for this. Of course, that's called heroic suicide, is what it's called. But again, my intent is to erase as much of self-ignorance as possible and to put in as much self-knowledge as possible. From that illustrious point within you, your higher, true nature shines through, not to somebody else first, to you. Yeah. You have to learn to love yourself. Well, how do you do that? You can't learn love, but you can learn to know yourself. And if you know yourself, then you can be true to yourself. And from that concentration, point of focus, comes love. Your willingness to love yourself allows love to embrace you. Not a man rubbing your arm on your big booty, baby, you know I love you. But from within yourself is where divine love is. That transforms you and makes you OD. Love alone can do it. But you have to be willing to become God. Not fearing to become. That doesn't mean you become the creator. You didn't think I had to say that until I heard the one brother say, I am the big G, and you are the little G.
If y'all don't get that nigga off that podium. He'd have got big as the universe. Yeah, he'd a big G. Because it'll take but two books to get there. You read two books and you think you got it all. I've come to create all things. I am he who can. Well, the human ego is a total trip. You think you've been on a trip with some drugs. Get on the ego trip. Take you all the way out there. Okay, I'm gonna briefly underline this whole story. In terms of, I've already explained on the tape Esther and the meaning of Esther, which is the essence of this particular tape. And the essence of finding this concept of goddess in this book. Key factor. The accreditation of a Mary does not do it for black Christian women. They're not trying to become Mary because they know they can't have a divine virgin birth of a child. And I heard the ones who said, hell, who the hell want one? You know, she want a man. Yeah. What I'm saying here is the theology of the Western Hemisphere, not just Christianity, all of it in the West, has neglected to tell the woman who she is spiritually. Except in the esoteric hidden school of privilege knowledge, where the concept mother as ma and son makes up the coin concept of Mason. See? In this particular book, the unfolding of the power and authority and ability that is bestowed on Esther is reminiscent of divine nature being bestowed on the common woman, as a term, which is an illusion. There's no such thing as a common black woman. Okay. There's such a statement as an undiscovered black woman. There's nothing common about you at all, except your fears and your lack of self-knowledge. That only you, as an individual, can rid yourself of by putting on the mind of God. You begin there with self-knowledge. Okay. Let me read on further here from G.R. Gaskell's Dictionary of All Scriptures and All Myths. You may still be able to get this out there somewhere. I don't quite know where to tell you to go to pick it up. It's been out and in and out of print quite a few times in quite a few years.
Welcome, goddesses. Healers, medicine women, mothers, this is the G-Code. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap with me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap with me. Keep it enchanted. I really wanna hit a Palm Springs with my queens. We've been manifesting finer things. All our dreams. Rulers of the green reign supreme. Getting cream, cream. Surround myself with ultra-light beams. That's the team. Descendants of the kingdom of Kush. Down in Venice smoking blackberry kush. I do what I want, I do it for fun, I do it for us, I do it with love, celebrating life on a daily. The more I do that, the more they pay me. Elevation every day, I'm committed. First I see it, then I go out and get it. If you wanna feel love, you gotta give it. Don't ever let them knock you off your pivot. Keep your vibes high, don't you get it? It's a journey, so your work is never finished. If you wanna see it happen, write it down. That's law. I usually like to cop it by the pound. For my dogs, keep a couple rose quartz around. For the heart, be confident when wearing a crown. You are art, compassion, forgiveness. Live with more intention. Speak life, give thanks. Stay dedicated to ascension. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap for me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap for me. Keep it enchanted. Tap in, stay in tune with your cycle. Let it flow. Every moon welcome in its arrival. Let it glow. Free bleeding on the earth is tribal. Let it flow. If it isn't vital for your survival, let it go. Protect your energy, make time for yourself. You don't have to work for nobody else. Focus on your spiritual wealth. Watch it manifest through perfect health. Meditate, then your payments escalate. Hope you're thriving and you're living your best today. What's great is you're better than yesterday. Practice self-love daily, that's a power play. Compassion, forgiveness. Live with more intention. Speak life, give thanks. Stay dedicated to ascension. Give love, stay up. Make the most out of your existence. Live healthy, self-love. Be consistent. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leaf with me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leaf with me. Keep it enchanted. Did you know that your womb is the gateway to heaven on earth? Stay inspired, confident, aware, stay positive, enlightened, keep rising, keep grinding, take breaks, keep shining, keep it sacred, have patience, have trust, believe, the universe is always conspiring in your favor. You are blessed. You are exactly where you need to be. Continue loving unconditionally. Continue being the light. Lead the way. Set the example. You're doing a really good job. Ha, ha, ha.
You're going to get water on you. So, I'm saying, like, that's immutable. Absolutely. Everything else is subject to negotiation. You understand what I'm saying? Everything else. But when you deal with the divinity and the divinity of a thing, you see the truest nature of it. And in most of these things we're dealing with, there is no divinity. These niggas don't believe in nothing outside of what they could touch.
Or money.
Touch.
Yep.
Feel
control.
Or control or rape. Like, these niggas don't care about none of this stuff that we was raised to care about. So let's stop acting like we in a community with these people. Let's stop acting like there's something wrong for us wanting to detach ourselves from the aspect of our community that's dragging us down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all like bitches ain't shit. We all like what bitches want from a nigga. We all like these derogatory so-called songs. And I remember when these songs came out, I remember seeing females singing these songs to each other, laughing and having a good time. You know why? Because we had the sense enough to know. He ain't talking about me. Exactly. He ain't talking about me.
And I know all the words.
He ain't talking about me. He talking about that bitch.
Absolutely. But, and then you know what it is, too? I thought to start thinking regionally. Come on, man. Is it different? Because I was listening to what he put me on to somebody that was hilarious the other day. He's like, yo, just listen to this while you make a product. And I did, you know, and it's a brother that was telling. Basically, he has like a show, a podcast, and he talks to women about the truth, about what he believes and racism and all this other stuff. And long story, I got it. I'm going to sing and turn it, or you can run in and get the charger. It's not a big thing. But basically, he talks to women about what he really feels and takes, you know, is going on right now with them, race them, all of it, uses numbers. It's by my desk. Long story short, it offends women, and I guess it offends different people, but I watched it and really agreed with a lot of what he stated. And I think that the reason, main reasons why women just don't like listening, of course, because there's some truth to it, but I also really peep game that when you remove the emotion from just a lot of rhetoric, it can be a little bit a lot, because a lot of women are driven by how they feel about things and what they feel about something. And again, when you remove the emotion, now you're just really dealing with the brass tacks of what it is. And that can be a lot, because people are like, well, no, I felt, and I feel, a feeling is different than fact. It just is. And I don't know, my moon in Capricorn, sometimes people are like, well, a seer tells me all the time, the reason why we really, really get along is because there's an aspect of you that can shut the emotion off and really just deal with the facts of certain things. And that's not something that's an easy thing that can be, you know, done. So all of that's to say, I do care about things emotionally, but to be solely driven by certain facts, like rating myself or being honest about what I am in terms of society. I know what I feel. I know what I think I look like. I know what I think I am. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what, how and what society also rates and what, you know, things like that. And what were you saying the other day?
I was saying, like, even that, the fact that you as a female gets put in a position to be rated or to rate yourself or anything like that. Like, men, I dig it. But what I'm saying is men, we don't really do, like, we don't rate ourselves. What men do,
or
at least what I understand a man do from the generation I come from. I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm just saying the fact that you even have to do that is a byproduct of what I'm saying. The fact that females do that to themselves, the fact that it's gone from men objectifying females to females objectifying themselves and getting money off of it. You know what I'm saying? And then justifying the misogynistic, the feminine, the pro-feminine misogynistic movement under the guise of female empowerment. And that is confusing to guys, because men, like any man that's rating for us, that's like rating himself compared to another man, is dealing with a deep insecurity. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely,
we all are dealing with deep insecurity, but as a man, at least since men that I've spoken to, or, you know, who consider themselves men, because, you know, that's even subjective, or people want to believe that's subjective now. You accept what's negative or not up to what society brought to you yourself, by yourself.
Absolutely.
So I'm never going to be 6'5". There's a part of me that will accept, okay, I'm not going to be 6'5", but I'm a ball like a 6'5", nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how a man will equate it. He's not going to look at it. It's only in this new society in which the men became more materialistic like women in the context let me rephrase that. Not to say that women are materialistic, but materialism is the realm of women. Women like to see things materially manifest. A man wants to see that, but may not necessarily put a time on when that is going to happen. He'll project it and work towards that, but it won't be like, if it don't happen by then, I fail. Unless it gets to that point, and then it's like, fuck, I fail. But he's not going to move on to that. So with the female, it's different. You are given things because you need to get things cool to provide the next version of me or whoever that's going to come on the planet. So materialism is inherent in making sure that the nest is fine for you to have what you said. But if I don't have a female, I'll just be out there doing whatever.
Man,
yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you in a lot of, in every way. I also, what highlighted was when you were saying, you know, I'm a ball like a 6'5 nigga. It's the same thing in terms of what, you know, and it was an exercise. I don't rate myself, but I am aware that, okay, I'm 4'11". I'm not, you know, 5'7 or taller. Yes, my weight is a certain weight. I'm not a heavy woman. I'm a petite woman. And in being petite, it might be counterproductive to have a strong voice the way I have. Because a strong voice represents the Brooklyn. It represents something that might say, oh, this person doesn't submit and she's difficult to listen. Things of that quality is also what we were talking about and stating, okay, I might feel, you know, 6 foot some days, but I'm 4'11". In reality, same thing in just saying, okay, I have two bodies on me, but in having two bodies, what does that really mean? Being with all of these different things in terms of what women feel takes them out or makes them better or allows them to desire or attract. What's great is opening the dialogue so that we can start to share, hey, even though you only have been with two men, that might equate more of a headache to some men than women that have been with, you know, 30, 50, 70, 80 plus partners.
But the reality aspect also, though, is that it's really nobody's business. Like, how many people you've been with, how many people you haven't been with. The only person's business is that is the person that you're with.
In the relationship.
What I'm saying is that people are basing their reality and their relationships on what they feel like they have to share about themselves in order to be right.
That can be a lie.
In order for them to be getting up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, they creating this reality for themselves and basing their relationship on what a relationship with somebody that's not even technically alive. Like, all of these relationships, 9 times out of 10, when black people get together, they talking about some shit that they seen on the internet or TV. They not talking about they direct self. They not talking about they interpersonal stuff. And
mm-hmm.
even when they doing that, they talking about their problems.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about their problems. They talking about what niggas they don't like, what bitches they don't like. And they
mm-hmm.
talking about
so we do see the difficulty in building trusting relationships.
I'm
if that's
saying.
A springboard that most people, it's the same thing, you know, it's someone that would be, oh, you know, you have your degree in this, or you're a therapist, well, what have you gone through? You know, that's something that a lot of people want to know. What have you experienced personally? And you don't share that until you're in a situation, like you said, whether you're hired or hired therapist or hired to be a trusted life coach or one of these things. And sometimes it's to be aware, are you creating situations in which you're going to constantly have to rehash the things that you've, you know, grown out of, whether they be traumatic events or things that didn't happen to you but you still had to endure, you know, losing a parent, all of these different things. And that's the important part of digesting the lesson, is knowing, okay, I am aware based on having gone through, but I don't want any of these things to reflect, or I don't want to carry this energy. So I'm going to know the lesson and not necessarily put myself in situations where I have to always talk from the self or prove to others. You only do that in situations like he expressed where you are hired or you do things. And in having that conversation and him just saying, do you see why? It's like, yes, this is why I learned my lesson. And not comparing myself to other women, because the sliding scale is so great that you really will fall through unless you create a union or have someone that is willing to really get to know you. And that means get to know you beyond what you are on paper. You know, it's exactly what we talked about, even in attracting this apartment or in attracting anything in life. You have to know when to at least learn when it's best. Like in getting this apartment, there's little things that I did, like not be seen until I was accepted.
So we was in.
Absolutely.
You're not going to see me until I'm actually in.
Because my paperwork, my everything on paper looks totally different than what you someone might think this archetype should look like. My credit's over 750. Little things that I started realizing, wow, when I go to walkthroughs in apartments, I'm not even entertained. But if I fall back and let my paperwork do the talking, perhaps I'll get through the golden gate. And that's how things have worked for me. Should I have to do things like that and express? But yes, if I am giving advice to someone who keeps getting slammed, who keeps getting the door shut, I might give them advice like, you know what? Try doing it like this, that, and the third. And don't really let them see you until the check clears and they have to give you the key. Why? Because maybe you're you understand? So that's really like the backdrop of understanding what you bring to the table and how to allow it to work to the best of your ability as well. And that's not some like y'all putting you on. That's just game that I've learned for self, like in terms of talking to other people. Oh, how did this person, how do you get out of trauma by not entertaining situations at all? Have you speak about certain things in that regard or realm? So even though I've gone through this, that, and the third, I didn't really go through them. The things that happened to teach me how to be more discerning, how to be more protective of my private space, how to, you understand?
You have to know that everybody is in the same situation, just in a varying, in a different compartment. So the problems that you're dealing with as the homeless person on the street, the trillionaire is having the same problems. He's just having it the way a trillionaire has it, and this person having it the way a homeless person has it. But at any given time, those two people can flip positions. That's the only reason why people still live life, because they know at any given moment it could switch up. And so that is what the devil uses, that hope that things could get better tomorrow. That's what they use in to kind of get you to still participate in your own execution. You understand what I'm saying? By getting you to believe that maybe this year they'll actually accept me and love me. No. That's the carrot that's dangled in front of the horse to keep going, to realize, to make it forget that it ain't drink water in a day or two. You dig what I'm saying? That's the thing that's going to get you there, all to the point that once you're there, you're so exhausted you can't even enjoy
what
you're dead.
Absolutely.
And that's what is happening. They're getting you to kill yourself. They convinced a whole generation of women to get rid of any evidence of having a man, but to keep making babies. But the only female that was told and almost forced, coerced to do that was you, original woman. You dig what I'm saying? And now we are seeing the harvest. We're seeing what has come from all of this. To the point where, like I said, you have somebody like Maxine Waters been in the game for over 50 plus years and ain't do nothing. Nothing has changed in any ghetto in America. They've all gotten worse. It could be a dude. You understand what I'm saying? At the same time, and this dude is speaking to the other dude, right, about the empowerment of black women, how black women need to empower themselves and be so self-sufficient that there's nothing they can't do for themselves. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, but when Sister Soulja was talking this, but when I was watching, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Sister Soulja was talking this, Puffy and Bill Clinton and y'all niggas jumped all over her and was telling her how she was racist and all this other type. So all y'all niggas left her out there. When Shahrazad Ali was talking this, when Francis Quest Wilson was talking this,
what happened?
Why is it that y'all are cherry picking which females? So okay, we're gonna go with Maya Angelou and we're gonna compare Amanda Gorman and we're gonna. But these are the women that destroyed. They're the ones that created this color purple beloved culture that y'all believe that all y'all grandfathers was out there raping and killing y'all mother because you seen it in a movie by Oprah and all of them. If that's the case, then how do we all get here?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If all of y'all was being raped by your grandmother and, excuse me, grandfather, and your grandfather was the worst nigga in the world, and so how is it that he was able to build a car, build a house, create industry when these niggas was allegedly slaves? You understand that niggas back then could create something out of nothing, could literally build a house, go into the forest, cut the trees down, build a cabin, put a family in it. And these same, read the book that Toni Morrison's daughter wrote about Toni Morrison. Read that book. But she tell you about how crazy her mother was because of socialism, because of communism, because of the rape that the white academia put her through, both metaphorically and physically. Do you know that Maya Angelou was not only a raging alcoholic, but she married the same handless CIA white man 3 times?
Yeah, but I don't think that people care about that. She's a great poet, and the narration, and the story behind. And so, yes, you have to understand
that. Well, she was
that
so great and all of that.
It interrupts a lot of people's perception and dream that they've built up. It's like the Wag the Dog times 10, or that movie, that new series, Fleck. We're watching this great series.
Yeah,
and the
about,
reason why
about the manipulation.
Just the manipulation of the story, or having to sell more so what they'll get someone to do in their real, you know, things like that in their real, in real time. And, you know, it's like what you said to me the other day as well, like, you know, in 2000, in 1999, it wasn't cool, but, you know, with people that are shedding light about the differences and just in the nature between men and women, it's something that I had to learn myself. I might be passionate about stuff, but, you know, about 10 years ago, I really looked at myself when we first started the, Truth Be Told, and, you know, a lot of people will see and, you know, spin off and stuff, and I said, as much as I feel correct about certain things, this isn't what I want to be known for. This isn't what I, this isn't the soul driving force, and they're going to highlight this as me, you know, as the soul, right? And I said, if I was a man, it would be different, but I'm not. I'm a woman, and because I'm a woman, it's not to say that it's not accepted. People listen to you talk whatever all day. They'll listen to you all day, but it doesn't mean that you'll attract love, you'll attract, you know, beauty and a baby shower and women that are there for your kid. It doesn't mean that. A lot of people take that as, you know what, she put herself and is helping so-and-so. Well, let's see how that works out. Let's see what happens when she doesn't have any support. Let's see what happens when she doesn't. And it's hurtful. He said to me, what I've witnessed with you is more, what did you say, more women.
Yeah, you'll have issues. Females will have issues specifically with you, but will let it go with other people. Like, if you have an issue with a female, it's like she just can't speak to you no more. But then the same female that I've witnessed been done worse by so many other people, they still cool with all these people. So when I see that type of behavior exhibited in people who don't even know each other, but it happens to manifest out the same gender, you know what I mean? Like, it's just certain flags that you just pick up on socially now.
I understand what you're saying, and I think that even in that being such a consistent theme back in the day, it just allowed me to maybe, you know, be a little bit more cautious with my energy around women. It's not to say that I didn't want to trust or not at all. It's just when you're sometimes put in spaces to not even be able to express what you do or what you're great at because you don't want to slight or be all of that, I just removed myself from it because I know that that's not fair and that's not a balanced narrative as well. And just being aware that, you know, we can celebrate and cheerlead each other, but it has to, again, be a reciprocal or something that's done, not only you're doing it, but you're also being able to receive that energy. So, you know, just not taking things personal like that and being like, well, because, and again, what is it that you, what I realized and also why I had to share certain stuff to even go on is because this idea or this energy of things having to remain in this perfect space or looking unscathed, you know, it's great that, you know, things can look a certain way, but the backstory might be this person is really focused on not being distracted based on the things that she's choosing not to share and show every day. No one's giving you, you know, golden bars and candy droplets of, you know, kudos because you say, you know what, this isn't the right time. Let me focus on this, that, and the third, because once I open that box, it's going to be open for dialogue, and I want to be out of the situation or in a better space so that the same thing that I'm talking about, I can have learned from and grown from and not still be in. And it's timing, you know, having waited 12 months to do so, because, you know, 8 months or so, it definitely taught discernment on a different frequency, and being able to give that type of advice by not being overbearing or anything, is just saying, look, I know what works for men, but you're not a man, and the result that it had for them or for him is not going to be the same result that you're going to have, because you're a 5-foot woman or you're a 6-foot woman, you understand? Same thing, the diet that works or the workout that works for this tall woman, you're 4'11", so you're going to have to do things that elongate and that stretch and that, you know, thing, rather than build. You know, you don't have those long muscles. You have short muscles. So all of these little details are very important that we stop acting like we can't share, because they really do help understand, okay, now I understand coming from this type of credit and how to build it. You don't just, you know, I don't know. I guess some people have gotten lucky and don't have to do actual work. But that's something else that we talked about, and just saying that in order to get certain things done, you have to do the physical work. In order for me to get, I can do this tonight because I got all my orders out from yesterday and the day before. And so right now, take an hour to be grateful and to share your gratitude, and to also talk about why and what works and how you get more is by sometimes swallowing your pride in the moment and saying, okay, they might not be able to hear, so let me not talk to this group of people. Let me wait until I'm around and out of, you understand, and then I'll be able to share stuff every day. But until that, I'm not going to be able to hear myself, and I'm just going to be fighting, and that's unnecessary. So we don't want to do those things anymore. On any level.
Oh.
And even listening to each other, or, you know, tearing each other down when one might not have the same that the other, you know, knowing what balance and unique balance is in a relationship, and how to really not just want to change somebody. You know, Sears, an artist, he raps great, he does, but what he does well, support him in what he's doing well now, not in what you want him to do, period, or what. Same thing. You don't want somebody to tell you, look, you're a great dancer, but, you know, you started making jackets. Just dance. It's like, yeah, but, you know, maybe my knees hurt this much. Maybe all of these things are important for us to take into consideration with each individual journey and story.
Like I said, we as original people, man, y'all confront and act like y'all mad libertarian and all this other stuff. And all of that stuff, whatever, but we are naturally a conservative people. We're naturally a people who want to preserve what we have, especially when it comes to our families, yo. If you disagree with that, if you believe that it's better to have a family with no man, then you're the problem. You know what I'm saying? If you're the type of person who believes that it's better to have a family with no woman, then you're the problem. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of it make one heartbeat. You know what I mean? It made two. Therefore, everything in this density is dealing with a give and a flow, an ebb and a flow, a right and a left, a give and receive. There has to be an exchange, and that exchange cannot be polaritarily the same. It cannot. You cannot produce a current with two negative charges. It will never, ever happen. Nothing with two negative charges has ever come into existence. You understand? Nothing. There's no such thing as the Big Bang Theory. There's no such thing as that. That was created by a Jesuit priest named George Latimer. Period. There's no such thing as that. So when they talk to you that Darwinism is a basis or a leftover aspect of the physical aspect of the Big Bang, now you know that both instances are a lie. But these lies created the basis of the social framework that you are supporting right now, that is literally trying to make it so that way you can't distinguish your son from your daughter. And if you try to make a distinguishing factor, that they would do something to hurt you or to take them from you.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they created a circumstance by which you cannot be yourself. But then they telling you that they want to celebrate your diversity. Like, think about that. They want you to celebrate the first so-called African-American, which she's not. But the first so-called Indian, South Asian, whatever you want to call it, white woman, so-called vice president, while at the same time phasing out females in sports, female-only sports. Think about that. At the same time that you're celebrating to have a so-called female in the White House that came through as a sole roar of the AKAs, she's there getting rid of anything and everything that pertains specifically to females. And you wonder why they could rule you the way that they rule you. You wonder why you can't maintain a healthy relationship with yourself or anybody else, because you have bought into your own destruction to the point that you are willing to go and get poison injected into you. And then when you get it and things happen, you can't even get any remedy from it. So therefore, you literally, as the Bible says, die in your own iniquity. You understand what I'm saying? And who is supporting this? The people on TV. When I saw Dr. Fauci on Monica, talking to the singer Monica from Love & Hip Hop, I was like, see, babe, they all are down with it.
It's almost like if we hear somebody that we relate to, or
they all think, down with it,
and it'll open us up to, you know.
That's how dumb they think black people are. Like, they think because another black person is doing it,
like we're talking
that's
to someone
famous,
that, like,
that's gonna make them want to do it. That's
and
how
and uneducated and how much of a target certain black women are,
and how low they think we are in intelligence. How low that because Monica is talking to Dr. Fauci, I'm gonna take this thing.
But they won't be on camera with me or with him.
Dr. Fauci would never be on anything with me.
I'm gonna go in, and you know, also someone said again, you know, well, what do you recommend? How do you, what do you recommend for single sisters? What do you recommend for women? What we said even the other day, do you see why women are choosing to be by themselves and die alone?
Yeah.
And it's really sad. Because
the men buying now into it too. You got men that's ultra feminine,
like,
ultra whatever, ultra. They care more about the diamonds and the gold than the females. When I came up, that was the opposite. We didn't care about none of that.
But no,
we care about none of that. Not to that degree. We got it because y'all liked it. Now it's to the point where it's like they want to have the wedding ring. They're getting proposed to. You understand what I'm saying?
But who are being, they're being raised by single mothers. So obviously there's an imbalance of the feminine and the masculine energy.
But you can't say nothing bad about single mothers.
That's something that women don't want to admit.
You can't say that a single mother did anything wrong in raising that generation didn't do anything wrong.
It might not have been intentional, but the imbalance is there.
No, it's still
there.
The father's fault because he wasn't there.
Yeah, but did he push you out? So many
pushed out? How did it happen?
But there's only 30% of women that have actually are actually widows. So then you have to say to yourself, then 80% of people have even chosen to be out of these relationships or are getting out of them for whatever reasons. But, you know, it's like what I said, you don't have a problem with someone, but then have their fourth and their fifth child. And if you do decide to do that, then you really don't have a problem with them if you consistently are procreating and are choosing to bring their seed into fruition. It's a little imbalanced, but women don't like hearing things that are that direct because, again, it goes right to your heart chakra, or you don't know what took place between this and the third.
And also,
it's just it's a refresher to say, you know, something is off, and women don't always like hearing that. But again, to go back to the what advice do you give single sisters, is really something to be humble with and say, you know, I think that women are a lot more resilient and a lot more patient than we give ourselves credit for. And personally, I do think that women need just basic you know, we talk about submission and all these things, but when you are smarter intellectually than someone, it's hard to tell a black woman that thinks she know to actually submit to someone that she doesn't feel it's got all their marbles together. So you got to ask yourself, what type of men are you really respecting, and what is it that you're really invested in? You know, I always would like to tell people, if you don't find anything inspirational, motivational, this person does this well, they're, you know, you can look up to an attribute, something that they do with grace, whether it be make breakfast for their daughter or, you know, get screamed. There's got to be something that you're into with the person that you can say, okay, you know, I have patience and I'm willing to see what they're growing, what they're going to grow into. If that's not there, then it's going to be hard to submit to respect, to have all the other things. You know, I'm very grateful that I not only attracted someone that I really respect intellectually. Other people might be like, oh, I don't like how masculine, alpha female. I still respect intellect and the fact that someone has the acumen to read and not always. So that's something I really valued, and not just reading, but being able to translate and take it into something that can be a positive influence in someone else's life. That means a lot to me, especially in today's times where our voices are really shunned and we're not encouraged to talk or to have any belief about anything. That's something that I always will really support. So it's really easy for me to find value, even if someone did it up or has baby mama drama or went to so-and-so. I'm still like, wow, this person still chose to read The End of War and Peace and talk or whatever, you know, anything that just sits them down and creates some type of stillness and consistency. But, you know, I think that that's hard for women to admit to now. So if you don't find that, I would definitely be okay with being humble and knowing that, hey, I might go out of this by myself because, you know, I didn't want to lower, or I didn't want to, you got to know what you're willing to bet and what you're willing to lose. You know, I didn't want, you got to know what you're willing to bet and what you're willing to lose. Some people don't care about that. They care about just, you know, themselves, or I'm not going to be affected, this won't be thinged. And that's what's of value. So being in a long-term relationship might not be, you know, a caveat because your skeletons are going to be seen. You know, you're going to have to live with someone. All the details, people have certain rules. They sleep in separate beds. All these things are of value, and it's not something that I ever wanted to experience. So I don't, and I haven't. But I also am humble enough to say that certain things that I've had to practice and do, I know a lot of other women might have had tics about, but 21 years
and
later...
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
You know what I'm saying?
But 21 years later, I'm very grateful that I didn't listen to the baby mama drama. I didn't listen to certain things. So, let me just click that off. No, it's okay with that. But we continue right here.
What I think it is, too, is we need to just be honest with yourself, man. Be honest with the type of situation you like. Some females don't like nice dudes. Some dudes don't like nice females. Like, keep it real. There's a whole section of population that's on it like that, where they like somebody to treat them like that. So if that's how you like it, then those two people that feel like that should be together. Don't take that energy to somebody that actually really wants to like you, and then try to pair with that and then destroy that person because they don't come from that love-hate, hate-love thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's also keep it real for the fact that there are more original people together than not. Yeah, the divorce rate is high amongst our own people, but most of our men procreate with the women that look like them that they came out of. That's facts. If that was the case, then you wouldn't see no more black people out here, especially in America, the way that they try to promote the race thing, to the point where Google had to be shamed the other day because they had a whole thing celebrating Valentine's Day, and everybody had a partner except a black woman, and she was the first one in the thing.
She was like
by herself, hugging herself.
That's the message y'all,
the message that they trying to put out to y'all, and they use these mainstream black entertainers, celebrities, politicians, YouTubers, influencers to make it seem like that. When this dude, Reggie Rice or whatever his name, allegedly beat up his girlfriend, everybody was talking about how black male toxic masculinity is out here, this, that. This white boy the other day, who was probably a tranny, football player, beat this black woman almost to death.
Mm.
Right? Almost to death for not bowing to him, for not treating him like the white god that he believes he is. And then after it happened, media blackout. Nobody say nothing. Nobody, they still not talking about it, right? Then when they finally did interview him, he said he didn't do it. He said, I don't hit women. So what is he saying? He's saying that the sister that he beat is not even a woman. Because you sisters, you brothers are just extensions of these people's displeasure or pleasure in whatever momentarily fetish that they in. That's facts.
I read the other day, I was reading an article about how this black man found this site with,
believe that.
And so we created a whole economy on debasing ourselves. We created a whole economy on berating our women. And then from that, a whole economy, a whole culture now, because we divested in our community, now they could take our children through ACS, through the same social communistic programs that was set up by these ex-so-called Black Panthers, aka communist agents or whatever you want to call them, who then get involved with these socialistic communist programs that are there to destroy the family. And we, again, are the backbone. So now that they got their Chinese president in there, they are now trying to make Asian men, now Asian people, the new Negroes who are discriminated against
amongst,
racially.
Amongst black people.
And so how do we inject that? We come out with the movie Boogie, where we get Pop Smoke to play the evil black male who has to be, who's physically dead.
But has to be jealous.
But has now come back in life now as an evil antagonist, so that way he can, what? Be dejected, so that way the black woman can choose now the Asian man, right, to be the one. This is after the other one that they got. I saw on Netflix with the queen. We was watching that shit with the Asian man. So I'm just seeing how the Asian.
Oh, now they're talking about the one with Yaharazade.
Right.
Yaharazade.
Right.
You know, just agendas through.
This agenda.
Beautiful black women that are just so enamored and just, oh
whenever
my God,
you're with the black man, though, it's a problem. But with every other man in the thing, and this is just on TV. Now, remember, none of that's real. None of this is real. But this is what they're promoting so much because they know they've divested the youth from the family structure. So the youth is going to just eat it up and believe, okay, maybe this is a way that I can be in a situation where the police won't kill me because I'm married to an Asian or because I'm this. Or because I'm that. Always something to negate who we are. So that must mean we are the most illest, greatest people in the universe. Because if every race is constantly trying to come out and say how disgusting and messed up we are, it must be the exact opposite in the real reality, B. Because nobody worked that hard for something that ain't true. That's something that is true. The
Absolutely.
Truth, if we was really what they say that we are, then we would just be extinct already. Meanwhile, everybody else is going extinct but us, regardless to the Planned Parenthood, which in the beginning was called the Nigger Project. Okay, so when you think of feminism, when you think of that, remember, these black feminists and all of that are also the pro-abortionists. And remember, the pro-abortionists are really white supremacists. It's a fact. That's what it is. Because that's what it was set up to do. So all the original women that went behind the so-called white feminist movement and started pumping up people like Shirley Chisholm and all of these people, not knowing that she was really an abortionist, not knowing she was really down with the whole, you know, get the man out the home, we need to be feminist, women are doing it by themselves, right? Mm-hmm. We are the generations now paying for all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are. But with that, we're going to come back tomorrow or the next day and try to do another one. Not be too much. SearTheDukeOfTears.com. Gumroad is the same. And I'm sorry if it looks a little weird, but we have two cameras going. So you can't see him in this one. You can't see me. So we're just balancing it. Also, thank you to everyone who's ever supported CordovaOrganics.com and they continue to spread the love and just ancient skin alchemy.
Word.
And the fact that I've been doing it for myself since 2010. And it is something I'm very proud of because so many people are often encouraged to do stuff with groups of people or with lots. And that just wasn't something allotted with my given circumstances of raising my son and moving out of New York. And again, you don't have to do things the way in which people have necessarily programmed or made you feel like you've got to consistently just do it like that or it's not going to work. Thank you guys for reading labels, for reading ingredients, for believing and feeling the difference in things.
For supporting intelligence, for supporting creativity, self-determination, love, truth, peace, freedom, justice,
yep.
And equality. We want to support every original people who can stand person. Excuse me, I don't even like using that. It's the original man and woman working together to be in a unit to produce us a dynasty that can last past this horrible period that we find ourselves in. Let's support each other. Let's not hate on each other, right? Let's try not to hate on each other. Don't vaccinate yourself. Don't vaccinate your soul out of your body by listening to these devils that have nothing to do with humanity, that have nothing to do with anything to help our people who have only always been here to feed on our carcasses. You understand? Stop giving them the ability to feed off of you and your children, man. Say no and divest to these celebrities and these other people that's not doing anything to help you other than give you more useless imagery and more fake narratives for you to divest your...
And more biological weaponry,
exactly, used against you and your family.
Thank you guys for feeling the difference. Yes, I really do strain banana peel and plant it. Chuck aloe. I really don't preserve anything with chemicals.
Not everybody is out here trying to destroy things. There are people trying to build.
I don't use water. I don't use safflower carrier oils. And it means so much to me because it does feel different on our skin and on our face. We can't use those things. And no disrespect to people that might, but I don't use any shea butter. I don't use any safflower or soy. I don't use any of that because I wanted to really be true to giving ourselves stuff. So even when I read stuff and it's like, oh, it doesn't smell like mango, there is no mango essential oil. There is no pineapple essential oil. You can get essences from infusion, but you can't have things smell like candy
or
like bubble gum, and it worked the same way something that rosemary.
Energy that y'all support all of this fake mainstream stuff, man. Support the homie, man. Support
and
real.
We do.
I mean, like
anybody
that you
anything,
see doing
real
stuff.
Peace. Real anything.
That's not, especially if they're not endorsed by the mainstream. Those are people y'all need to be rocking with the first.
And thank you guys for looking beyond magazine
writers. Man.
And knowing that there's people out there that are
really doing it.
Putting their heart and soul and aren't being triggered by outside energy, because it does mean something
it
to me to keep our products protected and to keep my energy at the highest. And in order to do that, yes, I do know I'm going to be triggered and being told this is this. Don't believe people that are just trying to bring you down and create division and hate and doubt.
Support your nation, man. Support with your family. Support your nation. Support your empire.
Be there for one another, and also protect each other. Protect yourselves.
Protect the woman. Protect the man. Protect your children.
From rapists. From people that just want to hurt and see you fail and see you not be good. And don't talk about it until you manifest it, because there's not a lot of people that might be out there that really love what you're doing. So, unfortunately, I would love to be as open and vulnerable, but not what you're always received with, and you just have to protect your loved ones in your heart and your soul and know that you're here beyond this material realm and this physical, and that what you leave behind does matter, and it's okay to want to leave behind soft and velvety and silky. It doesn't mean you're weak.
It's okay to be a woman. It's okay to be a man.